Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Internal Revenue Service is not to be played with. We all know that for sure. The income tax filing deadline, of course, every year is April 15th. And 2 weeks from now, you should not let anything that you're hearing from DOGE affect how you file. According to a survey by a consumer credit resource, Americans are willing to take their chances this year with the IRS because the new Department of Government Efficiency, that is DOGE, headed by Elon Musk, has fired so many workers in the agency. The survey found that 24% of Americans say they're less concerned about making a mistake on their tax return this year because they don't think there are enough workers to catch it. 17% say they may not even file their taxes this year because they don't believe they will be audited. In response to the survey's outcome, a Credit Karma expert warned, quote, "You definitely don't want to mess with the IRS." So, here's the question. Are you filing or are you waiting for DOGE to eliminate the IRS?
Done filed already.
Don't play.
17.
This is not for black people to be listening to at all.
Why you say that?
We ain't got time for that kind of mess like that. We the first ones they're going to put in jail.
Well, they said that's what Shirley said in the story. 17% of people are thinking about not filing at all.
Not filing, yeah.
16% of them going to be in prison.
Yeah, you got to file.
Listen to me, man. To get rid of the IRS, it cannot happen. This country will crumble immediately. Because that's where they get their money from.
Well, you can't tell my girlfriend that. She's black. She's a staunch Trump supporter. She said, you wait. They will eliminate the Internal Revenue Service. She's stuck on it. Nothing's changing
cool.
her mind.
That's cool. How do you think, when did Trump, Biden, Obama, Woodrow Wilson, or anybody else tell you wasn't gonna have to pay no more taxes? Donald Trump never even said that. Project 2025 doesn't say that. We live in a tax country.
The rich, I mean, he don't tell us what he pays.
Well, if he pays,
right?
Does he pay?
Here's the deal. There are tax loopholes.
Yeah.
Listen. Here's the argument of the rich. One of the arguments.
Let's hear it.
Is that rich people, because of the money they make, that they hire so many people. That is a true fact.
Okay.
One of the write-offs you get when you hire a person is that's one of their write-offs. So what you try to do is you try to hire people that provide a benefit for you or your business or you personally, which helps you accomplish something. In that, by giving them a salary, you now have a tax write-off from your income, but you're getting something in return, a service. So rich people constantly talk about how many companies they have, a business that they run, and how many people they hire. But the problem that the Democrats make is they want to keep constantly taxing the rich to make them pay more. The argument from the rich becomes, why am I penalized for doing better? Which is a valid argument. Very, very valid. So now, the more I make, the more you take. That's crazy.
And that's crazy. The story. That's it in a nutshell.
And that's why Biden was talking about taking taxes up to 60% for the rich. Now, they gonna get together, put their money together, and get their boy in office who ain't gonna go for that. And thus, we have super PACs supporting Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is president. Because rich people not finna let you do that to their money.
All right. It was all about
and
money.
Thank you for that money lesson, sir.
Yeah, I mean, just learned lesson. A whole lot right there.
That's okay. Just a small piece of it, y'all. Yeah. There's a larger piece, but sure that right there is the crux of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the question should go to you then. Are you waiting or are you filing? Are you waiting for DOGE to eliminate the IRS altogether?
DOGE not eliminating no IRS.
That's
that must be
saying.
Crazy.
That's what they're saying.
What Doge is going to fix it for is so them rich boys don't have to pay as much, which will then allow them to pay less.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah. All right. Well, moving on, if you've wondered if the retail boycotts have made a difference, the answer is yes. Yes, they have. According to a report from Numerator, that is an analytics firm, Black and Hispanic shoppers have shifted their spending to Costco, and Target stores have seen a decline in in-store shoppers. The data shows a direct correlation to Target's DEI rollback with a drop of nearly 5 million shoppers. 5 million shoppers have stopped shopping at Target. Costco maintained its strong DEI stands and has seen an increase of 7.7 million visits from new and existing customers. So there you go.
Ooh,
yeah, it's making
up.
A difference.
Passed
it's making
up.
A difference. Passed. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You wonder why Pastor Bryant is doing this, Jamal Bryant, Bishop mm-hmm. Jamal Bryant, and this is why.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just true. Mm. Yeah. We're in Costco every Sunday. I'm in there every Sunday. I got a 48-pack of water. 48-pack?
Nah.
I got a 48 pack of water. Yeah,
I got my Costco card too. Come on, dude.
I just renewed mine. I just renewed my Costco card. Yes.
Well, yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah. Don't say what is Costco. If you say what is Costco,
no, I know what it is. I've seen it.
Uh huh.
I don't have no card though.
Go on in there. Get your picture taken.
I'd love to see that. Come
on, you can get the executive card.
And they give you your card right there.
Right there.
You can start shopping.
Do Costco sell fences?
They like, sell everything.
All right. Shots fired, Junior.
Why are you in there?
We got that water, though.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.